Hello, and thank you for tuning in. You are listening to BikeRadio.me's Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. For network or show information, visit www.BikeRadio.me or call 843-808-0777. And now, the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show with your host, Robert Sharp.
Good day, everyone, and thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Today, my special guest is Yvonne McCoy, and she is creator of Adept Coaching and Consulting and the I Am Ecstatic program. Yvonne specializes in helping clients develop success mindsets and systems that work professionally and personally. Understanding change is the key to success. Change is simple, but it is not easy. It has taken her years to model business strategies so they can increase personal success. Yvonne earned an MBA in finance and accounting from the Wharton School of Business, and she is a graduate of Corporate Business Coaching Program at Corporate Coach U and Productivity Coach. Her practical approach will help change the challenges of entrepreneurial business environments or personal development into practical solutions. Yvonne is passionate about helping people to have the life they deserve by making sustainable changes on their own terms. These strategies of managing change will get you moving to increase professional success as well as health and well-being. For more information, you can visit Yvonne's website, which is YvonneMcCoy.com. And I do have a direct link to her website in the show page description. So with that, I'd like to welcome Yvonne to the show. Good day, Yvonne.
Hey, good afternoon, Robert, and thanks for having me.
It is my pleasure. You know, boy, as we're winding down 2014 and getting ready for 2015, goals seem to be a great topic. You know, people tend to reflect on the goals they had for 2014, see where they were, and start gearing up for 2015. So this is really a great timing for the show.
I absolutely... Oh, somehow I got... I'm actually hearing you. let me get... Make sure that doesn't happen. I absolutely agree with you. I had the show website up. and it, you know, honestly, it's not too late to actually accomplish something for 2014. You still have time to do that. And any planning that you do now means you hit the ground running for 2015. So this is a great time to talk about goals.
It is perfect. So, you know, I usually like to start my show by having the guests give a little bit of background, of their background and their journey. So if you wouldn't mind, I would love for you to share a bit about your story with listeners.
Sure. I think probably the easiest way to explain my journey is to say basically that, you know, I spent the majority of my life trying to do the right thing, even if it wasn't what I really wanted. By that I mean, you know, I graduated, I went to college, I wasn't sure what I was going to major in. I made it a priority to graduate on time rather than major in something that I really liked. I mean, I changed my major every semester and finally realized that, you know, my dad wasn't going to pay for extra majors, extra semesters, and ended up getting my degree in communications, journalism and communication, because it was the only thing that would let me use all the credits that I had. You know, it wasn't really something that I was looking to work in, you know, and when I went to graduate school, I did the same thing. I was always very good at math, and given the choice of finance and accounting, I went into finance and accounting versus marketing, which was something that I really had an interest in. And it really affected the choices that I had, and I think part of that has to do with overcoming, you know, family perspective on life. My family, you know, my parents grew up during the Depression, and so they wanted you to take the safe route, play it safe, and not take a lot of risk. And because of that, it wasn't until I was considerably older that I really started to explore the idea of making a change in my life for the things that, you know, I wanted to do. And there were, like, two really big things that happened that really changed my life. And one was that I was walking with my father and my aunt, who were both in their 70s. My aunt, I think, was in her 80s. And I was very heavy. I was morbidly obese. And I couldn't keep up. Okay? And it suddenly dawned on me that I had longevity in my family. And I had to make a decision about how I wanted to live my life, that I could have another 30 or 40 years on this earth. And, you know, was I going to be a couch potato, you know, and not do anything, or was I going to say, all right, I need to make some major changes in my life, and, you know, just trying to do the right thing didn't get me where I wanted to do. What can I do differently that might get me where I wanted to go? So that was a really major change. And I have to tell you right now that my father is 92 and my aunt is 97.
Wow.
So that turned out to be really true. And the second thing was when my first grandchild was coming along, and I thought, what kind of a grandparent do I want to be? Do I want to be the kind of grandparent that, you know, is, you know, stuck in the kitchen like my grandparent, my grandmother, who I loved, was? Or do I want to be an active grandparent that takes my kids on trips and goes to the shore and bikes and does all that kind of stuff? And this had a really profound effect on me, especially because of my weight, because at my highest weight, I was 440 pounds, and I was practically housebound.
Wow.
So those were two huge things that happened to me. And as I came along, you know, a lot of the lessons that I learned because of the lessons I had to learn myself in terms of losing weight. You know, a lot of times we have good intentions, but after a few weeks or a few days, we give up. And, you know, that happened to me. And so what I learned along the journey was that it's we're not the ones that fail. It's our, you know, our intentions are the systems that we use that are flawed. Which is why I, you know, I came up with I'm Ecstatic. It's not the first one I came up, but that's why I started developing systems for myself and for my clients. And, you know, one of the things that I learned in business was I have a post-it for the mind philosophy, and that is, if you can't remember it, you can't use it. I mean, as a manager, I took a lot of professional development classes, and when I needed the information, I could never find it. So, you know, I try to come up with, you know, systems that are easy to remember, that really make people say, you know, they can grab them out of their minds whenever they need them so that they have them. And I have to tell you that, you know, when I saw your thing about spiritual, being spiritual in business, I think that's true. I think, you know, that it's really important to work or to live into your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to do that, you can't have those conflicting, you know, conflicting goals. And I think that was like the last thing that was really kind of an important thing for me, was that it takes a lot of energy to have one set of systems for your, you know, your business life and another set for your personal life. And so right now I'm combining my two websites so that I'm not being pulled in two directions because of that. So I don't know if that's,
well,
that's more than you wanted to know.
No, that's great. I mean, you know, that's first of all, I mean, that is to, you know, get control of one's weight, you know, and, you know, and that is, I mean, that is, you know, to be almost homebound, you know, and then to get to the point of, you know, being, you know, active and I mean, to me, that's one of the biggest challenges. I mean, when you look at America now, I mean, you know, that's one of our biggest challenges right now of people, you know, as far is weight control, you know, and,
yeah.
You know, and like you say, you know, the process that you used for that is one that can be applied to so many other goals that one would want to achieve, be it personal or professional.
Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
I think that, you know, part of, I think what's so important is that you, the first system that I came up with, I called it the three adjective system. You know, you hear everybody saying that you should have a life mission statement, that kind of thing, right? And I couldn't figure that out. I couldn't figure out what I wanted to put it, and you play with it, and you put it off and stuff like that. And, you know, I thought to myself, how did I want to be? And I thought, what was a time in my life when I felt like I was at my best? And, of course, it was when I was 21. And so I asked people that knew me then and said, could you come up with a word to describe me that, you know, you would use to describe me at that point. And my best girlfriend said to me, "You were the most adventurous person I knew." And I went, "Oh my God, that's what's missing from my life. There's absolutely no adventure whatsoever. I mean, just going up and down the stairs was like the big adventure of the day." I asked my husband the same thing, and he said, "Well, you were the most intriguing woman I'd ever met." And I was like, "Oh, I'll keep that one." and for myself, I wanted to be energetic. I didn't want to always be kind of saying, "Do I have enough energy to do that?" And so that became my overall purpose. And so that's what I used in terms of making decisions, because I think once you do that, it helps you to have an idea about what you want to do. So I would say, whether it was professional or personal, if I got stuck, I'd say, okay, how would an adventuresome person handle this? How would an energetic person handle this? So, you know, even if I was writing a report, professionally that I found really boring, I'd say, what can I put into this that adds a little adventure and a little, sneak something in, okay? So that's kind of how it started. Just saying to myself, how do I want to be? I want to be this kind of person. I want to be an adventuresome grandparent. I want to be, and as we go through this, I'm going to talk, a lot about health, only because as entrepreneurs, you need to be healthy, because if you're not, your business is going to suffer and so are you. Okay.
Yeah.
And also because this is the time of the year that people talk about New Year's resolutions. I just had a new client that just emailed me that he was under so much stress that he was actually in the hospital for Thanksgiving. So I think that, if you aren't healthy, it's going to be hard to do what you need to do in your business.
Yeah. You know? Oh, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Now, I just wanted to clarify that three adjective system. This was something, because, I was, as you were, describing yours, I'm trying to think of what would mine be, is this something that you want, is this like how you would want people to view you?
Well, I think I'm kind of in the process of changing my adjectives instead of being energetic.
Okay.
I have a lot more energy. I think I'm going for fearless now.
Okay. All right, there you go.
One of my long-term goals was that, that when I lost enough weight, I would be able to have surgery to have the fat and the skin taken off the inside of my thighs. And it kind of came up unexpectedly, and I actually had that done in August. And if everything that could go wrong did go wrong.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I ended up getting an infection. I was in the hospital for 5 weeks. It took me a real long time to recovery. And so, it's kind of like I went through this. I have to make it worthwhile. I need to be fearless. And part of that fearlessness is the thing that I've always wanted to secretly do is have a speaking career. So you're on my, you're one of the steps to doing that.
Okay. I'm glad I can help out with that.
Yeah, putting feelers out there. So I'm ready to be fearless now, and to take more risks.
Yeah. So these are things that characteristics of or things that you would want to incorporate into your life, correct?
Yes. Because, success requires that you change. So there, regardless whether it's a big change or a small change, there's something that you feel is missing. There's something that you either want to get better or something that you want to totally change, okay? And so without that, it's hard to, when you set goals, that you have to take into consideration what that is. So let me just tell you I don't know if you've ever talked about the change process, but it is so important in terms of having success, understanding that process. And there's
I'd like to definitely go in that, because that's one of those things that people are going through right now a lot of, and I know a lot of people fear change, but I just love change. To me, it's just the best thing that could ever happen.
Well, I was one of those people that feared change, and this, understanding this process really helped me a lot. So let me play a little bit. When you think of change, what do you, if you were to give a definition or just say what you think change is, what comes to mind for you?
Different from the ordinary. And usually I'm thinking of improvement.
Okay. And do you think that you're starting something new?
Always, yeah. It's always something, yeah. Anything that's different, yeah, would be new.
Okay. So, and that's where most of us look. You know, I'm going to change. I'm going to do something different. I'm going to do something new. And in reality, to have a successful change, you really have to start with endings, which sounds so strange. So the process is endings, the neutral zone, and then the new beginnings. And what the endings is about is that you have to make room for change, okay? And it is probably the most forgotten piece in the process of change, and it kind of automatically sets you up for failure. So a really simple example is if you say, I'm going to exercise more, and you haven't figured out where you're going to get the time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So the endings might be, I'm going to watch less TV, I'm going to sleep a little less, I'm going to, you know, something like that, okay? But we don't think about that, okay? We think about, I'm going to get up tomorrow morning and I'm going to exercise. And then when you get home and you're late and you're, you know, because that happened to me. I, you know, said I'm going to start walking. And I would get back into the house and I would be late for my, you know, my client. And then I'd, you know, and before mm-hmm. you know it, you know, you go, this isn't worth it, or you just automatically stop. The middle step is the neutral zone, okay? And this has got to be the worst name. This model is by Dr. Bridges, and this has got to be the worst name ever because I think of neutrals being very calm and, you know, easygoing. And in the neutral zone, that's where people are, like, most likely to quit. It's where you're the most upset because you're in what I call a push-pull. You're being pulled back to the old way, and you're trying to push back to the new way. And so you're usually upset. You know, it's like nothing's working, I'm confused, I'm, you know, and so what, I say I'm discombobulated. So when I say that to myself, I say I must be making a great change, otherwise I would not be this crazy right now. So I must be doing something right. But that's the neutral zone. And most people, you know, that's where they actually stop with, you know, what the change that they're trying to bring in, and they get pulled back into the old way. And, you know, or they get stuck, you know. And so that's one of the reasons I came up with the depth steps. And a depth steps was a really easy thing to remember. And it basically is stop to acknowledge what you've accomplished, think about your challenges, evaluate your next move, proceed proactively, and succeed on your own terms. And so, you know, it's funny because if you do the first two, just stop and acknowledge what you've accomplished, it just changes the whole thing. You know, it's like your cup is half full, not half empty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It just changes your whole perspective.
Yep. Okay. Yeah.
I'm taking a breath, so if you want to ask a question.
No, that's okay. No, yeah. Well, you know, I guess now we're talking about, okay, these steps right here in when someone's in the neutral zone? I mean, in that neutral?
I mean, you can use it anyway. I'll tell you how I came up with it. Is I was asked to write a chapter in a book,
mm-hmm.
and I had a year to do it. And after about 10 months, I think I had two paragraphs on the page. And I was really stuck. And I think the reason I was stuck was because I wanted this to be, you know, my, you know, something that people would remember me for. I wanted it to be fabulous. Right.
Right? Uh-huh.
And
yep.
I had a friend who said to me, you know, what is it, you know, think about, you know, all the things that you've accomplished, right? What is it, from all the stuff that you've accomplished, what would you really like people to know, right? What's your mm-hmm. ideal? And I was like, you know, as a manager, I want people to be able to have something useful. I didn't want it to be like a research paper. I wanted them to have something useful that they could do, that they mm-hmm. could remember. And it turned out once I came up with this process to make my chapter, it took me a day and a half. And the other thing was to succeed on your own terms. I'm not a writer. I'm a speaker. And so I changed the way that I did it. I basically dictated it and had somebody transcribe it.
Yeah.
And it took me no time.
Wow. Yeah. Now let's go through the steps again. Exactly what they were.
Okay.
The stop. So start with stop and acknowledge.
Okay, so it's stop, and in about 2 weeks or so, all this will be in the website, so you can find it too.
Great.
And,
Perfect. So
part of what I'm giving you is the process of how I got to I'm ecstatic. So this was one of my first ones. So it's stop to acknowledge your accomplishments. And, you know, because we tend to focus on what's not done instead of what is done, okay? So this helps
right.
you to put your goals in perspective, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Think about your – T is think about your challenges. What's the idea? What's the biggest challenge that, you know, we face? And a lot of times it's the challenges in our head. You know, I don't deserve this. I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. I don't have enough time. I don't have enough money. You know, if you can identify those, you know, they're not going to pop up and surprise you later. And you can also find whatever information you need to be able to actually overcome them.
Mm-hmm.
Then you want to evaluate your next move, which to me is one of the most underutilized steps, I guess, because we tend to think of evaluation as being critiqued and having failure. But what it really is asking you is, what resources do you need? What are you willing to do? You know, if this doesn't work, you know, what adjustment can you make so it will work? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So an example is, you may say you want to do something five times a week, exercise five times a week, when three or four times is really more realistic. If you exercise three or four times a week for a longer period of time, you're going to get a lot more results than if you exercise five times, but you only do it for 1 week.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
The same thing is true if you decide to save. Say you say you want to save $100 a month, and you actually do it for a month or two, and then suddenly you can't. It's not that you failed. It's that maybe just $100 is not realistic. So better
mm-hmm.
to save $50 a month, but do it for a year, than just to, you know, save $100 once or twice.
Okay.
Okay. So that's to evaluate. It's not that you failed. It's just you just need to tweak it. You just need to see what is
right.
realistic for
mm-hmm.
you. Okay. Proceed proactively, and by that I mean you need to have an option B. You know, a plan B, because things never go the way you think they are. And it is so easy to get knocked off, you know, your track. And so many of us, because we don't have another plan, we just stop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the other way to be proactive is to do what I call stacking habits, so that one action actually gets you more than one thing. So let's say you say you're going to walk more. Maybe what you decide to do is that you're going to walk to work. So what that means is that you're going to be healthier, but it's also going to be make your pocketbook healthier too, because you're not paying out the gas or the transportation. And so, you know, you could say to yourself, okay, if I walk to work and I save this money, then I'm going to treat myself to something.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And so you have two things that you're accomplishing. You're earning a treat for yourself, and you're getting healthier. Okay. So if you stack
yep.
habits and put that into your proactiveness, the chances are better that you're going to continue with what you're doing.
Because you get more benefit from one particular activity. So I mean, so it helps out multiple areas of your life. Okay, that makes
right.
sense.
So you know. For a business person, a lot of times what, you know, as a coach we say is try to, you know, use whatever you have three times. So let's say you write an article, right? So you might submit that as an article to a website, but you also might put it in your newspaper, your newsletter, and you might break it up and put it in your blog.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so then you want to succeed on your own terms. You know, for instance, I'm never going to be a thin person. Okay, so I can't say, I mean, one of the things that I learned is I'm never going to be at the ideal goal that Weight Watchers said is an ideal goal. I mean, it was really heart-wrenching for me because I was working really hard. But the bottom line was, you know, I couldn't give up losing the weight because I wanted to be healthy just because I couldn't qualify to be a Weight Watchers leader. Okay?
Right.
So, you know, I have other things. My, you know, part of what I want is I want to be able to stand for 60 minutes so I can stand on a stage and give a presentation. That is success for me.
Okay? Yeah.
So you need to, you know, what you want to do is make changes that are going to improve the quality of your whole life, not just one little thing. So you don't want to say, I want to lose 20 pounds. how's that going to improve the quality of your life? You know, for me, for some people, it might be, you know, because they want to be more fashionable,
mm-hmm.
right? For some people, I did a class once where we did the three-word adjective kind of thing, and we were talking
mm-hmm.
about, you know, and I had put in the title, for those that want to lose a substantial amount of weight. And I had a lady who came to the class who wanted to lose 5 pounds. You know, and I was
okay.
still, I had just finished my first 100, work on my second 100, right? And in the course of the class, at some, you know, and she wanted to lose that 5 pounds because she wanted to be able to date. And in the process of taking the free teleclass, she broke in the middle and she said, "I'm sorry, I finally got it. The 5 pounds has nothing to do with my dating. I actually live in a town where there's nobody to date. You know? I have an opportunity to move, and I should move. Thanks a lot." You know? So for her success, it turned out to be moving.
Uh-huh.
It didn't had nothing
yeah.
to do with the weight. So that's
wow.
really, that's the neutral zone, okay? And the
mm-hmm.
last part is the beginnings, which is what most of us think about. But there are a couple of things that's really important in terms of the beginnings if you want to have success in goal setting. And one is, we talked about it a little bit, and so I won't spend a lot of time in it, but, you know, you plan with the whole thing in mind, not just one thing. You look at your whole life and you know, take a step back and, you know, be sure to identify and reduce conflicting goals. So one of the conflicting goals that people have a lot when they want to lose weight is they want to lose weight and they want to exercise. So what happens is they start to exercise and they start to build muscle, which is heavier than fat.
Mm-hmm.
And so here they are, they're exercising, and they are either not losing weight, they're getting smaller, but they're not losing weight, or they actually gain weight. All right? And so they're like,
yep.
this is not working. Okay?
Right.
So
uh-huh.
it's important to understand how that works so you can see it's not really a conflicting goal. It just works differently than you had imagined. But sometimes we really do have conflicting goals. In business, I find a lot that people are rewarded for things that increase bad behavior.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like how many widgets can you get done in an hour, let's say, which increases the error rate.
Yeah,
you got more done, but less of it is actually right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is you want to leverage opportunities, things that you can build on. If you're good at certain things, then that should be what you build on. So, for instance, I'm good at speaking. All right. So I tend to go towards the radio show. As a matter of fact, November, I marked my 5th year with my radio show, which, like, amazed
yeah.
me because I've never done anything for 5 years. but it builds on what I like. It builds on
mm-hmm.
the fact that I get to talk and I get to do research and give out new information. So build on what you like. A speaking career makes sense for me. I'm probably never going to be an author. The only way I'm going to do that is if I dictate the whole thing.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
Well, I'm just you're right.
I never thought I would either. I never thought I would either, but I am. So
I have to, I have to do it through a speaking mode. So know what, you know,
mm-hmm.
and again, you know, be proactive and have a contingency plan. And probably one of the best, when you talk about planning with the whole picture in mind, there's a sailing term that I absolutely love. I hate the way it sounds, but I love the principle, and it's called dead reckoning. And the idea is that if you're a sailor, you know, you've got the waves and the currents and stuff like that, and you can't always go where you want to go. And so you pick a point on the shore, like a lighthouse or something like that, and that's your goal. And regardless how you get thrown off course or how whatever happens, that's always where you're steering from. That's always how you're making your self-correction. And I really think to be successful, that's what you have to do, and that's why it's so important to keep that whole picture in mind. And the last thing, we talked about this a little bit, is to personalize the systems. You know, I'm different than you are. Everybody has their own ways of doing things. So personalize whatever system, you know, so that it fits you in the way that you want to do it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's really important because that will keep you motivated and keep you going. You know, if you said, when we were talking about rewards, if you told me I could, get a new pair of sneakers, that probably wouldn't do a whole lot for me. Okay.
Uh-huh.
But there might be something that I just bought myself a certificate for 3 massages. Now that really excited me.
Okay.
Okay. So personalize it. And the last point to that is, you know, planning takes time, but it's not the end result. That's not what you're supposed to be doing when you set a goal. It's an action. You know, planning is kind of like a roadmap to help you get where you're going. But you need to take action. And if you don't, you know, you'll stay in the planning stage and never do anything. So if we talk about that a little bit, you know, in the planning, this is where you need to find the right information so that you can take action. Okay? Personalizing the system is what helps you stay motivating. And that then became the first half of the I Am Ecstatic. That's the information, activation, and motivation part.
Okay. Right? Well, you know, we're halfway through the show, Yvonne. So this is a good time to take just a real quick couple-minute break. And then when we come back, let's come back and get ecstatic. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, great. Everyone, if you would like to call in and ask Yvonne a question, feel free to call in. The number is 619-789-4359. And if you are listening live in the chat room and would like to pose a question to Yvonne, please feel free to type one in there, and I'll be sure to pass it on to her. And so everyone stay tuned. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Hey, Robert, it's Chris from Furious Times. Just want to let you know I read your book, Joy Potential. Thought it was an awesome story, and the twists and the turns were great. I felt like the characters were just really easy to relate to. I most appreciated how the book delivers some sage advice without making you feel like you're being lectured to, and without feeling like I was reading another one of those thousands of self-help books written by some spiritual guru. Very entertaining learning, and the book left me wanting to know what happens next. Thanks so much, and good luck with this book, Robert.
For more information, visit www.joybook.me. That's joybook.me. Or call 843-808-0777.
This is Roy Worley at mysticalship.com. R.P. Sharp has done it again. His new book, It's No Secret, Spirituality Bites, with BITE, B-I-T-E, being an acronym for Bringing Inspiration to Earth, has once again hit a home run. Unlike R.P. Sharp's first book, Joy Potential, which was a uniquely original story containing a message of hope and inspiration for everyone regardless of where they happen to be on their personal spiritual path, It's No Secret is a compilation of awareness, insights, guidance, and wisdom that can help anyone navigate through their lives on a daily basis. It's No Secret also contains resources and references that enable a person to find expanded information on a variety of issues that affect all of us. Order It's No Secret today. I guarantee it will be a valuable resource for help with whatever your needs are.
Okay, everyone, thank you for staying with us. And again, thank you to Chris and Roy for the testimonials. I greatly appreciate that. Back to today's show. My very special guest is Yvonne McCoy, and she is creator of Adept Coaching and Consulting and the I Am Ecstatic program. Again, you can find out more about Yvonne, her services and programs, by visiting her website, which is YvonneMcCoy.com. That's YvonneMcCoy.com. And again, I do have a direct link to her website in the show page description. So with that, we're back, Yvonne, and I'm ready to get ecstatic.
Okay, sounds good. And I have to tell people, if when you put in Yvonne McCoy, you get a weight lifter, that's not me.
Okay.
Okay. A really buff woman there.
Okay.
You know, it is not me, so.
Okay, but we got you want you want the Yvonne McCoy, the weight loser.
So let me ask you a question, because I know that I put a lot of information in the first half, because that's the half that kind of is to get you started, the information, the activation, and the motivation. And I was just wondering if through the break you had any questions that came up.
Well, the only thing that I wondered if you could maybe just address a little bit, and you know, first of all, it is really clear, and I liked the steps, in acronym, and the process used for someone who's in that neutral zone, you know, that in between the ending and the new, because that is a point where I think a lot of people flounder. But and I understand the importance of endings. As a matter of fact, you know, I'm kind of into my fifth year now of the radio. So next year I'm going to be doing some video, more video interviews. So I decided I'm cutting back on regular talk, you know, interviews, and to create room for those. So I mean, it was kind of like okay. So when you, as you were talking about the endings, creating the room, I thought, okay, I'm doing that good. I'm all set there. But for a lot of people, I know the whole idea of ending something before they have like the next thing, either even if it's not right, you know, in their grasp, but at least within sight. To some people, that neutral zone can kind of be a little bit scary, maybe a little fearful, because you know the path isn't yet known. How do you, with your clients, how do you kind of talk them through, you know, a fear that may pop up about ending something before knowing really what is maybe going to transpire next?
I understand what you're saying, so let me give you two scenarios. The more typical scenario is somebody says, I have a goal. This is what I want to do. So they already know what their beginning is.
Okay.
They already know what their goal is. And so it's kind of letting them know that they have to let go. That is more of the struggle. And, you know, the neutral zone typically is not a short period of time. Because what happens is when you make a change, when you get, like, overwhelmed, you're going to go back to your default habit or your default way. And so you may find, like I said, you know, when we get to the second half, when we talk about, you know, what you need to do to sustain success, you know, it's not unusual, for instance, you know, let's say if you're talking about exercise, that you're exercising regularly and you're doing a great job, and then all of a sudden something happens, the weather gets bad, let's say. And you're not prepared for it, right? I mean, that was one of my biggest things in terms of losing weight, was that I really did not, you know, when I first started losing weight, I used to say I only had two kinds of clothes, business clothes and pajamas. I came home and put my pajamas on. I didn't have anything to exercise in. So you're trying to make this change, but maybe you don't, you know, have any bad weather clothes to wear to exercise in. And so suddenly, you know, one day becomes two, which becomes three, which becomes four, and suddenly you're having to, like, really say to yourself, you know, I'm back to what I used to do. What do I need to do to get back to where I was, where I want to be? So that's the more typical, I think, is people have an idea about where they want to go. I think what you're talking about is when people might be in, like, bad situations, and they're like, this has got to stop, but I don't know I don't know where I'm going from here.
Right.
Am I correct?
Exactly. Yeah, that's correct.
And I think you're going to have some fear, but at the same token, I think is, you know, if you can go back to the steps, and the idea is, what have I accomplished? What would I like it to be? Okay, so let's say you're in a financial situation that's a bad situation. You know, it's maybe your car is about to be repossessed or something like that. And, you know, your thought is, I really can't afford this car. Maybe I need to turn it back in and get rid of this pressure, but how am I going to get from place to place? So, you know, the question is, how much do I need this? You know, what can I accomplish? how would I like it to be? You know, like I always say when people laugh at me, I don't need to have a brand new car. I don't need it to be, you know, a luxury car. I just need it to work.
Right.
That to me is what's important. You know, so if I'm going forward and I say, you know, I'm going to get rid of my car and I'm going to save so I can buy a new car, it doesn't have to be, you know, like, you know, Mercedes. It just has to get me from place to place till I can start building my business or get where I need to be. Okay?
Okay.
So I think the bottom line is that when you do something new, you should understand that fear and excitement biologically are the same thing, the chemicals in your body. So one way to get through that, instead of saying I'm afraid, is to say I'm excited. I'm excited to have an opportunity to make a change. You know, I mean, it's a little hokey, but sometimes the hokey things work.
I agree.
One of my favorite things in terms of if we get on, you know, when we get to continuing on, is I just have a bunch of sayings that I like. Like, it's not how many times you fall down, it's how many times you get up.
Mm-hmm.
So if for some reason, you know, I'm not having a lot of success or I'm really struggling with something, you know, it makes me relax and say, okay, that didn't work. How can I tweak it? How can I keep going forward?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
So,
yep.
You know, I think fear is part of living. I mean, not that you should be fearful, but, you know, we're going to be in uncomfortable situations.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I like the idea of, I mean, because when you get, you know, when you're in that heightened state, you know, and your body is reacting with, you know, the chemical reactions that it's doing, you know, to shift, you know, a mindset from being fearful to being excited. You know, that I think that in itself, I think, can kind of set the stage, at least for moving forward into that zone, that neutral zone, or, you know, and getting set up for what is new to follow.
Yeah, and you know, in all reality, sometimes fear is a good thing. I mean, if a lion's chasing you, then you should be fearful.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, run, run, yeah. I understand,
so,
yeah.
Was there anything else I can tell you?
No, I think that was good. That was the only thing that I had, because, I mean, I have several friends, you know, because the whole thing of change is, you know, for this year, it seemed to be like a theme for the year. I mean, people I know right and left are going through professional and personal changes, like, I mean, constantly. And I have friends who are excited about it and who have kind of rode the wave of change, you know, and are just, you know, and it's not always been, you know, easy. I mean, it's like if you're riding the wave, they've kind of had a few wipeouts along the way, but nonetheless, they got back up on, like you say, you know, they got back up on the wave, you know. But then there are also friends I know who just hate change. I mean, they just, to them, I don't know. I mean, to me, it's interesting because many times, a lot of them are really not content with their life, and I've tried saying, you know, it's like, well, listen, you're not happy with the way things are, so do you want to be happy? Well, yeah, okay. Well, then something's got to be different, you know. Well, no, I don't want to change. Well, it's like, well, you don't change, then the situation doesn't change, you know. So, but it's so anyway.
I understand that perfectly because you know, I was like that a lot. And I have to tell you that one of the things that comes into this somewhat is, you know, there is some psychology that comes into this. And one of the ways that I was able to lose weight was to really put together a really good team. You know, I had a therapist that helped me with family patterns, and my family pattern is that they don't like to change. I had a fantastic doctor that was willing to work with me. I had a really good trainer that was willing to adapt things for me. I mean, I had an injury, and I had to go to the sports medicine. My doctor wanted me to go to the sports medicine thing. And I called up, and I said, I'm having trouble walking. I would really like some therapy, you know. And they said, well, what sports do you play? And I said, I don't play any sports. I just want to be able to walk, you know. So, you know, there's some unexpected things that kind of happened, but I had a lot of people to help me to make that change, so I had a support, so it didn't feel nearly as fearful. And that's part, I think, if you get into the second half of I'm Ecstatic, and I haven't actually gone through a lot of the steps of that because I realized that a lot of the listeners wouldn't have had time to download the worksheets, so I didn't want to, you know, keep going with the worksheets when they didn't have it in front of them. But so we talked about the first half, which was, you know, the information and, you know, for whatever you want to do and how you're going to activate, you know, what you learned. And then, you know, you use your purpose, you know, to kind of fuel your motivation. And so the idea is that the second half, the first half gets you started, but the second half is how you sustain that action. And we talked about evaluation in the steps model, and it's really true because you need to be able – the evaluation is your autocorrect stage, you know, how you can correct things as you're going along, how you can say, well, you know, this didn't work for me, so I'll try this, okay? They use, you know, and how do you come up with some ideas that are going to work for you? For instance, it's always easier to add something than to subtract something. So if you want to lose weight, it's always easier to add vegetables than to say, well, I can't have this and take something out. And so that, yeah.
Okay.
And that's true of other things. You know, if you can figure out a way to add, look at what you're doing is adding something as opposed to taking something, you know, reducing it, it's going to seem, because there's only two things that get you going, and that's pain and pleasure. You know, pain will get you going really fast. You know, you get your electric shut off, you know, you pay your bill, and you vow not to have that happen again. In reality, it's because you lost your internet and your cable that you're going to pay your bill.
Right.
It's the pleasure that you're losing that makes you do it, okay? So we've got evaluation, we've got continuation. Continuation is going the distance. And how do you make yourself go to the distance? And so the idea is, you know, if you can make enough small changes, you know, like I said, if you stack new habits or if you make small changes, over a period of time you're going to get a lot better results than if you try to make a huge change for only a short period of time. Some people get this and some people don't. But to me it's like the spokes on a wheel. You start out in the center and it's very small, but over time and as you get to the outside, the area gets bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And so your results are bigger and bigger. Just like the example that I gave, you know, you may exercise 5 times a week but only do it 1 week versus doing it 3 times a week but you can do it, you know, on and on and on and on. And so you want to be able to continue the success that you, you know, the success and the changes that you've made. And, you know, the last part is the success. How do you judge success for yourself? And it's not always about hitting a certain number.
Mm-hmm.
It can be about, I feel better. I'm not out of breath. If it is about numbers, it doesn't necessarily have to be the pounds on the scale. It could be, you know, I've cut my blood pressure medicine, right?
Yeah.
So there are lots of ways to judge success. And, you know, to me, coming up with, you know, I'll tell you a funny story. And it's kind of, I used to say that I would only eat dessert when I ate out. I wouldn't bring it into the house. And then I got a job that was a sales job, and I was eating out a lot. So I had to like reevaluate that and say this doesn't work really well, you know, because I'm eating more desserts than I would have normally. And so I came up with a system, and the people in my sales team used to laugh hysterically that we would go into a restaurant and I'd say, can I see the dessert menu? Because if the dessert was, you know, not worth it, then I would have pasta for dinner or something, you know, or baked potato or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
If the dessert was really good and I wanted to have it, then I would have a salad for dinner.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Right.
And so for me, that was successful eating because, I got what I wanted without overdoing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
So your success, you know, you can evaluate your success in a lot of different ways, and it doesn't have to be the way that somebody else does. And I think personalizing the steps and the strategies are really important. So, you know, the one thing I will say is when you download the I Am Ecstatic, you're going to get – one of the worksheets you're going to get is I'm Ecstatic to Be. And so the idea is to really think about the whole picture and what you want it to be. So, you know, I said – the first time I said I said I wanted to be thin, and then I realized that that was never going to happen. So I said, you know, I want to be healthy and active. You know, I want to have a healthy lifestyle. I want to be at a sexy, healthy weight. And I want to be proud of my body all the time. And my goals were I wanted to get off my diabetic medicine and I wanted to get my blood sugar down to normal, okay? Which in some ways, in the short term, were actually conflicting goals.
Hmm.
Because my doctor added a new medicine which brought my blood sugar down to normal, okay?
Okay.
So you have to, you know, one of the other things I said is I wanted to ride a bike because in my mind I was an exchange student in Holland and when I rode a bike, I was at a great weight. And my challenge was, one, I didn't have a bike, and two, my doctor didn't want me to ride a bike because he was afraid of my, you know, my balance. And so a gap action could be to ride a stationary bike.
Uh-huh. Right? Yeah.
And so I gave myself an action. Where was I going to ride a stationary bike? The action would be I belong to the Y, so I could do it at the Y. And the date that I gave myself was like within the 1 week, I want to go over and try it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that you actually put a date on when you're going to do something. Because with SMART goals, you need to set a specific time and that kind of thing. So that helps you to do that. And then if you have a more complicated goal, you want to take whatever your goal is through the I Am Ecstatic steps. Like, for instance, what additional information do I need to have a healthy and active body? And how am I going to put that to work? And what's going to keep me motivated? Well, if I use a stationary bicycle and I get really good at it and I can put in some distance, maybe for my birthday I'll buy a bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So for each goal that you have, you're going to go through these steps to see what you need. And the idea is that you have small goals that are achievable. You know, you keep the big picture in mind, but you have these small goals that are achievable.
Yeah, that does seem to be important, especially, you know, if you have an ambitious goal, you know, because, you know, part of that is that, you know, in that, you know, the stop and acknowledgement, you know, that are accomplishments, acknowledge accomplishments. That's, you know, that's very much, I would believe, would be a part of that, correct?
Yes.
And
another thing is, for instance, with weight loss, what I say to my clients, what is the amount of weight that you have lost successfully over and over and over again? You know, it might be 10 mm-hmm. pounds, it might be 20 pounds, okay? So if you want to lose 100 pounds, your gap goal is that 10 or 20 pounds that you know you can do. And then mm-hmm. you just continue and do it over and over and over again.
Okay.
That's a lot easier than saying, I want to lose 100 pounds, because you've never done that before. And every time, and the important piece to that, kind of the wheel of success, is that each success you have strengthens your motivation, which helps you to expand your goal and build on that success. So each success helps you build on more success.
Yeah. Kind of basically have a cycle of success, you know,
mm-hmm.
kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Wow. Very helpful. I've got lots of notes here, and then I'm sure our our listeners, they definitely need to. Now, we're down to 6 minutes, but before we spend much more time and kind of go into a wrap-up, would you please share with the listeners, you have something available free for listeners on your website. Would you please explain that for those listening?
Okay, so you can download the I Am Ecstatic Lifestyle Planning Model, and it'll give you the worksheets, and it'll explain how to use it. And then the other thing that'll happen is I will also notify you of a free webinar that I will be giving. I'll give it probably once in December and give it again in January to help you with setting, you know, goal setting. And there's some interesting articles that are on there. You know, that you, and as I said, I'm in the transition on terms of my website in terms of bringing in the health stuff as well as so most of the stuff you see is business stuff right there, but I will be adding the health stuff to it. But that's it.
Okay, great. Well, good.
I know. The other thing I was going to say is I will make sure that the website is there for my radio show because you can go in, as you know, you can go in and download, you know, different shows.
Episodes, yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, great. Well, gosh, we're down to a few minutes here, Yvonne. So, I mean, any final words for listeners as far as being ecstatic?
Yes, I think probably one of the things about a system is that you can stop beating yourself up. I often say, you know, would you talk to a friend the way you talk to yourself? You know, I'm a terrible person. I don't deserve this. That kind of stuff. And it gives you a place to say where am I having trouble? You know, it's like a roadmap. You know, my tagline is life is a journey. Learn to navigate. And that was like a really interesting thought for me, was that you weren't necessarily going to get from A, you know, A to Z in a straight line, that you need to be flexible. And so that, I think, is probably, you know, don't focus on the negative. You know, think about the ways that you can say good things to yourself, and you can take your dreams and your intentions and turn them into goals. Your goals can be turned into plans. Your plans can go into action, and then you can have the success that you're looking for.
Yeah, I agree. You know, and on that journey, one thing I have learned is sometimes detours and side trips can be fun.
Yes.
They can really discover a whole bunch of stuff that you would never have known. So not to fret when that happens.
And one very last thing is that when you set a goal and you have had some success, it is really great to help somebody else to get to where you are, because it'll help you to have more success. I mean, you know, initially I was like, well, maybe I'll be a weight loss coach. And I thought, how can I be a weight loss coach when I still have all this weight to lose? But what I found was that I was an expert for people who wanted to lose 100 pounds, because I'd done that twice.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
And helping
exactly.
people to do that kept me on the straight and narrow, too.
There you go. Well, thank you, Yvonne, for your time today. I really appreciate it. This has really been very helpful, and I'm sure, especially now, again, because we're toward the end of the year and people are really focused on goals accomplished and goals to accomplish. This is a lot of really great information and for definitely for people to follow you on Blog Talk Radio to be able to get more information. So I really want to thank you for your time today.
I really want to thank you for having me, and as I said, you're my first.
I like being a first.
Career, so thank you so much.
It is my pleasure. Again, everyone, today my very special guest has been Yvonne McCoy. And again, she is creator of Adept Coaching and Consulting and the I Am Ecstatic program. Again, you can find out more about her program as well as services and other programs by visiting her website, which is YvonneMcCoy.com. And again, I do have a direct link to her website in the show page description. So, everyone, I want to thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. And until we meet again.
Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Be sure to visit our website at www.biteradio.me. That's biteradio.me. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at Byte Radio Me, and our shows are also available as a free podcast from iTunes. And until we meet again, remember to be a bright light by bringing inspiration to your world and to the lives of those you touch.